There could be no doubt in the mind of John that Jesus had been sent by God.
So, what happened when Jesus was 30 years old?
He went to John the Baptist to baptize, to ask to be baptized.
Right, that's right, very good. So, 9, by pouring out his Holy Spirit on Jesus, Jehovah was anointing him or appointing him to be the king of his coming kingdom. Being thus anointed with the Spirit, Jesus became the Messiah or the Christ. Which words in the Hebrew and Greek languages mean anointed? Therefore, he became, in fact, Jesus Christ, or Jesus the Anointed. So his Apostle Peter spoke of Jesus, who was from Nazareth. How God anointed him with Holy Spirit and power. Also, by his baptism in water, Jesus was presenting himself to God to carry out the work that God had sent him to earth to do. What was that important work? So 9 asks, when did Jesus in fact become Christ, and why then?
When he was baptized.
And B says, by his baptism, what was Jesus presenting himself to do?
To do God's will. We've read it here.
That's right, yeah. I see. So, when a person gets baptized then, what they're dedicating themselves to do God's will, aren't they?
Yes, to carry out God's work, yes.
Have you been baptized?
No.
When you were a baby?
Oh, when I was a baby, yes, of course, yeah.
So when you were a little baby, did you dedicate yourself to do God's will then?
No, you're not capable, are you?
No. So, just as you don't even know what God's will is, do you?
No.
When you're a baby.
That's right.
And
there's something as well in the baptism, isn't there? The godparents. They state that you should keep them on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't guarantee that.
No.
Can they?
And then again, did Jesus have godparents?
No.
No. I mean, if the parents can't keep children on the straight and narrow.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
Don't, and particularly these days, they don't all seem to have all that much interest in doing so, do
no.
they?
No, not
so
all.
Godparents are probably even less interested, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the same as in my case. I mean, my aunt travelled to her house, like, to look after me mother. And she was one, and she died now. Like, she died some years ago. I think she was one of the first to go. And the other one, they fetched him out of the street, the chap. Now, they corresponded with him up to the war. But after that, I don't know whether he stopped writing because of the war. I don't know, but they never got in touch with him again.
So that was when you were born?
Yes, when I was baptised.
Oh, yeah. How long you were baptised?
When I was baptised. She probably stayed there until I was baptised, because she went to New York.
Somebody was fetched out of the street?
And they fetched somebody out of the street. This was in Worcester, this one.
To be a godparent?
To be my godparent. Chappy boy.
How serious do you think this chap would take that duty? You know?
Well, just
grabbed him out of the street.
I think when they lived there, they used to meet regularly. Because I suppose Worcester.
And people were more serious in them days than they are now, aren't they? They
yes,
take
the yes, this is like 1928.
Yes.
Yeah, they would be, I think they would be more like, serious. But of course, when we came back here to Stoke, I mean, that severed relations with them, so to speak, apart from, like I say, letters. They used to write. I remember them getting letters, and they'd send letters, perhaps only twice a year, but I can remember them mentioning.
So as regards your upbringing, they wouldn't...
My aunt was in New York. She used to see her once a year at Christmas. Mm. She used to come.
Very good, then. So the next one, then, why he came to earth. Before we go into this next subject, have you any ideas yourself why Jesus came to the earth?
Well, I think probably it was such a bad place. I didn't come to try and show a little light, a proper way to live.
I suppose that would be included. Yeah, included.
Yeah, just
book for a minute or two. If you want to sit and listen, you can. You're all right, Willie. You can sit down there. Sit on that chair if you like.
Right.
Sit up, bring that chair up there, Willie.
Get the towel off there. In case you lean back.
Very good, Matt. You can sit and listen, eh?
Yeah.
What,
my mum's here.
Your mum's here as well, is she? All right. Well, after sitting a bit, you want to go into your mum. You can't you? Very good then. So why he came to Earth, Tan says, explaining why he had come to Earth, Jesus told the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, "For this I have been born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." But what particular truths was Jesus sent to earth to make known? First, truths about his Heavenly Father. He taught his followers to pray that his Father's name be hallowed, or held holy. And he prayed, "I have made your name manifest to the man you gave me." Also he said, "I must declare the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this I was sent forward." So what truths did Jesus come to earth to tell?
Truth about his Heavenly Father. Taught his followers to his Father's name be hallowed and held holy.
What did Jesus in those words, isn't it? That kingdom arrangement that Jesus had been sent to earth to declare to people, that work's still going on today, isn't it?
Yes.
It's still going on today. 11 then, Dean 11 now.
How important to Jesus was this work of making known his Father's name and kingdom? He said to his disciples, "My food is for me do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Why did Jesus consider God's work to be as important as food? It was because the kingdom is the means by which God will fulfill his wonderful purposes for mankind, for humankind. It is this kingdom that will destroy all wickedness and will clear Jehovah's name of the reproach that has been brought upon it. So Jesus never held back from making known God's name and kingdom. spoke the truth, whether it was popular or not. He thus provided an example that we should follow if we want to please God.
Why did Jesus consider his work so important?
My food is for me to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his living.
Yes, without little food, nobody can live.
No.
And yet Jesus felt that it was equally important as having food.
Yes.
To speak about this kingdom and to finish his work. Do you know what? Well, later on, we'll know what he meant by finish his work. So, yes. What did Jesus never hold back from doing?
The truth.
And so what should we do?
Well, he never held back. He always spoke the truth. He never held back from making God's name and kingdom. He always spoke the truth, whether it was popular or not.
That's true.
I just want it.
So,
want it.
Come on, you. Are you going in with Claire? Come on. Hey. Come on, Pip. Come on.
I've just got this one paragraph that goes up to the next sub-edit. So let me close there, shall we? Number 12. Yet, to make it possible for us to gain everlasting life under the rule of God's kingdom, Jesus had to pour out his lifeblood in death. As two apostles of Jesus said, we have been declared righteous now by his blood. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from sin. So an important reason why Jesus came to earth was to die for us. He said, the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his soul or life as a ransom in exchange for many. But what does it mean that Jesus Christ gave his life as a ransom? Why was pouring out of his lifeblood and death necessary for our salvation? But the question asks, for what other important reason did Jesus come to earth? Can't save ourselves by any means.
Oh no.
So how is it that Jesus saves us? And he got to die for us, but couldn't he save us without dying? Because his death wasn't very nice by any means.
No.
So why did he have to die?
This mine over gold.
Who was it that brought death on the human race? Any time to think of it.
In the Garden of Eden.
Adam
and Eve, yeah.
That's that one. So Adam brought death on our also Jesus was a perfect man.
Yes.
See, we aren't perfect, are we?
No.
We've inherited old age and death, haven't we?
That's right. Yeah.
Jesus hadn't inherited old age and death. If he happened to sacrifice his life for us, he could still be living today.
Yes.
So, if you just turn over the next page, can you see them scales?
Can I put this on, Eric?
Yes, you most certainly can.
Very good. So, about television, what were you saying?
It's about the television and its influence on people. So, and if you read, do your preparation for the study in the theocratic school. You find in the young people's ass book, you're asked to read a chapter there that's full of advice regarding television and its restrictions, you know, for brothers and sisters.
Oh, very good. I'll have a look at that. I've got to do...
It's a complete chapter we've got to read, you know.
Yes. Well, I've got to do our Tuesday's group first. And the Revelation book.
Yeah.
You had a good day today?
Yes, I have. What about you?
Yes, all right.
Have you been on the theocratic or on the taxi?
No, I've been paying some bills, doing a bit of research. I had a good night last night. I went to see Mary. Did I tell you, Luca, this...
Well, you said you was going either or to both, the moat.
Oh, yes.
The moat hotel.
Yeah, did you go any then?
No, where we went was the... where we went first was the Dunkirk. We didn't like what we were hearing there, so we went for the Dunkirk and tried to get in the... Smithfield Hotel, we were unable to do that.
In Newcastle?
Yeah. We were unable to do that.
Why was it packed?
It was a private do.
Oh, yeah.
So, we couldn't get in.
Keep that away from the motor, because we'll perhaps go on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I never ended up where I said I was going either. Because I met this Russian lady, and her sister was with her as well, and she advised me not to go to Russia at the time being, because there's going to be a lot of bloodshed.
Yeah. Well, I thought that done.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I mean, it's in political upheaval at the moment, the Soviet Union is.
Yeah. I asked where she got this information from, and she mentioned Vadim, that lieutenant in the Russian Red Army.
Yeah.
Mind you, not that he's giving any secrets away, it's been
mentioned. Well publicised. Yes. So that, that council on study and television couldn't have come at a better time, Don.
Yes. Well, you know,
to be perfectly honest, Donna, I think that you should retain the television, but you should be stricter with regard to your use of it.
Well, Yes, that would be probably the best. But, you know, I know what it'd win like. I might make a determined effort, but I know what it'd gradually overpower, you know, creep up on me. And it'd just get the better of me, Eric. That's why I got rid of the other one, you see. You know, I haven't come to any harm not having it. And I've just got to get rid of this because I'd do a lot more, Eric, if it wasn't for the television. I know I'll miss it when I get rid of it. It's, as it's been described, the plug-in drug.
Yeah.
I really can turn it off all well and good. But it's funny, we should be talking about this. When I was in Ireland a couple of years ago, the school overseer said he had to get rid of his television for the same reason. He couldn't turn it off, and he'd start preparing the school at the last minute, you know.
Yeah.
And he didn't intend it that way, but it's the way it turned out, because of the television. It doesn't, you see, with me living on my own for such a long time, Eric, it seems to get in the way if you had the television on more and listen at it, look at it.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of activity going on in the house, then it would be so pulling.
Yeah. Considering it's January, reminds me of this global warming that's taking place down whenever I...
Yes, that's probably what it is. I'm probably sure it is. Remember, we were young children.
Winters were much more better, weren't they?
Yeah.
And prolonged as well.
Yes.
We have had the cold snaps, but they haven't been prolonged, have they?
No. You know, if we do have any severe snow again, ice,
yeah.
I'm going to buy myself some ice skates. I've been promising myself this, just, you know, over the last few years, when we have had it, just a bit. Mind you, there was one year, about 6 years ago, was it?
Where you want to be very careful with living on your own, don't you? You could break a leg or an ankle, you'd be in really serious trouble.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous sport, that is. That and skiing.
No, ice skating.
Yeah, but it's a dangerous sport, you can get hurt easily.
Well, I have been ice skating at the rink a few years ago.
Going past on.
Oh, sorry. It's a good job you said, Eddie.
Yeah.
Might be, I am a bit that way inclined, you know. I do take too many risks, I suppose, really.
What's that knocking noise you're getting from under the vehicle?
It's when I was reversing. It seems to be a common thing with these. Somebody else has got one.
Where are you going now?
Oh, I thought you said I'm going past. Oh, it's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know where am I at. It's unusual, that knocking is, isn't it?
Yeah, what do you reckon it is, you know?
I think it's the brakes. My driver was saying, this other chap he knows that's got one of these cars, the same happens, and he says it's a feature. Remember, you start the car.
Yeah.
I'll turn that off.